three. One, two, three!
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. It has become a tradition in the Vinyl Garage, albeit an inconsistent one. Wait, now does that make it not a tradition? Never mind. That at the beginning of the new year, we look back on the previous 12 months of album releases to highlight the material that could be of interest to us classic rock fans. And here's where the inconsistencies come into play. It's not the beginning of the new year. And the first track we'll get to in a few is from 2019, because we didn't do this show last year. So, is it still a tradition? Behold this untraditional tradition, starting with what might seem like any one of many Sammy Hagar projects, but this one has a lineage to be called a supergroup, The Circle, featuring Michael Anthony X of Van Halen on bass, the legendary Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham's son Jason behind the kit, and of course Sammy from their 2019 LP Space Between. The Full Circle Jam, Chump Change.
I want it all, I want it now. I got mine, I get yours somehow. Whoa, ain't nothing but chump change. Yeah.
Between the years of 1964 and 2019, the Rolling Stones in the U.S. have released 48 albums, the breakdown being 25 studio LPs of new material, 15 compilation greatest hits albums, and 8 live records. So when a new compilation saw the record store shelves in 2019, no one was surprised. There's a lot of money to be made in repackaging existing recordings. That album was Honk, and of course it was available on colored vinyl, red and blue translucent to be exact. Honk featured tracks from 1971's Sticky Fingers to 2005's Bigger Bang LPs, but I've chosen a track from 1997's Bridges to Babylon LP, Saint of Me, a Stones track without Keith Richards. A UK-only promotional picture disc was also released.
St. Paul the persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said a yes. I said a yes. Augustine knew temptation. He loved women, wine, and song. And all the special flashes of doing something wrong. I said a yes. I said a yes. Make a saint of me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He'll never make a saint of me. Yeah. I couldn't stand the torture. I couldn't stand the pain.
continuing the rock and roll geezers theme with The Who, or at least the last two Who left standing, from their self-titled LP of 2019, their 12th studio album. The opening track, All This Music Must Fade. Roger Daltrey lead vocals, Zach Starkey on drums, Pete Townsend, pretty much everything else.
I don't care, I know you're gonna hate this song. And that's it, we never really got along. It's not new, not diverse, it won't light up your parade. It's just simple verse, all this music will.
Seemed to be overly represented by prog rock alum, with LPs from Steve Hackett, ex of Genesis, Trevor Horn, The Buggles and Yes, John Anderson, Yes, and Alan Parsons. From Hackett's At the Edge of Light LP and Under the Eye of the Sun, Horns reimagines the 80s album with a track he produced for Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart, John Anderson's 1,000 Hands, and the track Rama Lama. 1,000 Hands album featured, among others, Steve Howe, Rick Derringer, Chris Squire, Chick Corea, Alan White, Jonathan Cain, Jean-Luc Ponte, and Ian Anderson. And from Alan Parsons and his album The Secret, As Light Falls.
Sorry. Ready for the answer, complete, high above the very surface. set out to make my mark, to forge a road despite the dawn. Though clouds of doubt have grayed the path, I followed through and faced the wrath. My sword was cast in songs of light, enchanted nights, crafting tales and magic spells, clever sounds in silent realms. When I find my way to that peaceful glen, there will be
a geezer, like it's a bad thing, here in the Vinyl Garage.
We'll be right back.
continuing the progressive rock theme, we heard Nectar, strangely a group of British musicians from Germany that released 15 LPs, taking the 80s and 90s off, over 50 years, beginning in 1971, attaining minimal interest. I'm on Fire is from 2019's Other Side LP. Similarly, Pink Floyd's recorded studio LP output of 15 albums took roughly the same amount of time, but in Floyd's case, taking the 2000s off, but acquiring a very different place in music history than the previously mentioned Nectar. 2019 saw the Floyd releasing yet another compilation package, The Latter Years, a record of remixes, unreleased tracks, and updated recordings, and it's the latter that applies to the next track, Learning to Fly, from 1984's Momentary Lapse of Reason LP, where much of the drummer and keyboardist duties were performed by studio musicians, now re-recorded by drummer Nick Mason, and returning to the multi-tracks, restoring keyboardist Rick Wright's original contributions, making this, in essence, a new recording.
Out of the corner of my watering eye, dream and threaten all the morning light. Could blow this soul right through the roof of the night. There's no sensation to compare with this. Suspended animation, the state of bliss. Can't keep my mind from the circling sky.
John Bon Jovi's newest release, the far from creatively named 2020, and its namesake tour, was one of many things that COVID put the kibosh on, with the live show completely canceled and the LP pushed back 5 months. I've selected a very relevant to that year track, American Reckoning, the subject of which, the murder of George Floyd. Ozzy's newest solo LP of that same year was 10 Years in the Making, Ordinary Man, a star-studded affair featuring Duff McKagan and Slash from Guns N' Roses, Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, and as co-lead vocalist and keyboardist on the title track, Elton John. Speaking of geezers,
America's on fire. There's protests in the street. Her conscience has been looted, and her soul is under siege. Another mother's crying as history repeats. I can't breathe. Goddamn those 8 long minutes, lying face down in cuffs on the ground. Bystanders pleaded for mercy as one cop shoved the kid in the crowd. When did a judge and a jury become a badge and a knee on me? Still alive, shine a light. Still alive, use your voice and you remember me. American reckoning. I'll never know what it's like to walk a mile in his shoes. And I'll never have to hear the talk, so it don't happen to you. Three little words written across the chest of a 12-year-old who hasn't lived life yet. Am I next? Am I next? Still alive, still alive. Shine a light, stay alive. Use your voice and you remember me. American reckoning. this a moment or movement? Is this the tide or a flood? Is our American reckoning our story written in blood or in love or in peace?
one of the best albums of 2019 was the Grammy-winning Tall, Dark, and Handsome by Delbert McClinton and the Self-Made Men, the quality of which is nowhere close to a surprise if you've been paying attention to his last five albums. Mr. Smith is the lead-off track to the above record, and as a coincidental reference to a previous show, was available on red vinyl. Closing out this show, the theme of which will continue next week, is yet another self-titled album, their sixth to date, by LA rockers Weezer, all of which are differentiated by the color of the cover. From 2019's Teal Weezer, an exceptional cover of The Turtles' Happy Together.
Ain't much shaking in a one-horse town. News travels fast when something good comes around. Saturday night they gonna be laying it down. Mr. Smith and his band are renowned.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Yeah, baby.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Heating things up, cooling things down. Got down at the service station, said he bought two tickets last week. Turns out he can't use them and he's looking to let them go cheap. What say I buy them and you and me go stepping out? Find out what this Mr. Smith stuff's all about.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Oh, here he comes now.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
You know they're gonna be heating things up,
cooling things down.
That's what he's doing. Shoes that night. When the band tried to stop, the people yelling for more. The last thing I heard walking out the door.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
Mr. Smith, y'all.
Mr. Smith is back in town.
We gonna have some fun tonight.
Mr. Smith is back in town. Mr. Smith is back in town.
Oh man, I love him.
Keep things up.
Back
in town. Mr. Smith is back in.
about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up in just a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. So happy together.
Another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Or if you don't shoot yourself something.